The Fullness of the Gospel, Life Before Birth, a continuing series explaining basic beliefs of the restored gospel, doctrines unique to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Of all the major Christian churches, only the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints teaches that the human race lived in a premortal existence with God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. One of the strange things to me, wrote President Joseph Fielding Smith, 1876 to 1972, is the fact that so many people believe that there is a spirit in man, and when he dies, that spirit continues to live as an immortal thing, yet that it had no existence until man was born in this mortal life. Solving Life's Mystery. President Boyd K. Packer, acting president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, addressed the significance of this doctrine. There is no way to make sense out of life without a knowledge of the doctrine of premortal life. When we understand the doctrine of premortal life, then things fit together and make sense. Without an understanding of our premortal life, we cannot correctly comprehend our relationship with our Heavenly Father, nor can we completely grasp the purpose of this earth life and our divine destiny. This doctrine of premortal life, said President Packer, was known to ancient Christians. For nearly 500 years, the doctrine was taught. But it was then rejected as a heresy by a clergy that had slipped into the dark ages of apostasy. Once they rejected this doctrine, they could never unravel the mystery of life. They became like a man trying to assemble a strand of pearls on a string that was too short. There is no way they can put them all together. Man is eternal. As the Lord restored divine truth through the prophet Joseph Smith, knowledge of the premortal existence became critically important to our understanding of Heavenly Father's plan for our salvation. Man was also in the beginning with God, the Lord revealed. Intelligence, or the light of truth, was not created or made, neither indeed can be. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 29. Thus, in the sense that our intelligence has always existed, we had no beginning. But at some distant point in our premortal past, spirit bodies were created for us, and we became literally spirit sons and daughters of heavenly parents. The knowledge that we are spirit children of God, that we lived with Him before our mortal birth, and that we desire to become like Him, defines our relationship with our eternal Father. Joseph Smith taught that God Himself, because He was more intelligent, saw proper to institute laws whereby His children could have a privilege to advance like Himself. A necessary part of our advancement required us to leave our Father's presence, to have a veil of forgetfulness cast over our minds, and to walk by faith, learning obedience to His commandments. What we know. Because we came to earth to be tested and to walk by faith, the Lord has not revealed many details about premortal life. What has been revealed, however, is sufficient for us to accomplish our purpose here on earth. A few of the revealed facts about our premortal existence follow. We are God's literal spirit children, and as such, we have the potential to become like Him. See Romans chapter 8, verses 16 to 17, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 33 to 34. We participated in a grand council in heaven, where we heard the Father's plan for our salvation. We chose to follow Jesus Christ, who was chosen to come to earth as our Savior and Redeemer, and we shouted for joy at this wonderful opportunity. See Job chapter 38, verse 7, and Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 to 28. Lucifer, an angel of God who was in authority in the presence of God, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 25, said, I will redeem all mankind, that one soul shall not be lost. Moses chapter 4, verse 1. But he sought that God should give unto him God's own power and glory, and he proposed to change the conditions of our mortal experience, destroying our agency. Without agency, we would have been incapable of actually becoming like our Heavenly Father. So this proposal was rejected by God and by two-thirds of His children. Lucifer then rebelled. There was a war in heaven, a war of words, and a spiritual conflict. and he was cast out with a third part of the hosts of heaven who had followed him. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 36. He became known as Satan, and he and his followers now work with devilish determination to destroy our souls. See Revelation, chapter 12, verses 7 to 9, Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 36 to 39, and Moses, chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. We came to earth without the memory of our prior existence, but we did come with individual strengths and talents, as well as weaknesses we must strive to overcome. See Ether, chapter 12, verse 27, Doctrine and Covenants, section 104, verse 17, and section 138, verses 55 to 56, and Abraham, chapter 3, verse 23. Earth life is not the beginning or the end of our existence, but it is both a test and a crucial stage in our ongoing development. Our performance in this test shapes our eternal future. See Abraham, chapter 3, verses 25 to 26. End of the article, The Fullness of the Gospel, Life Before Birth.